Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Ukraine marked 34 years of independence yesterday as churches continue ministering through war. Then a new meeting in Rome reaffirms the importance of sign language in deaf education. But first, we start in Ukraine. On August 24th, Ukraine marked its 34th year of independence. Freedom was not only political but also religious, as the church has been persecuted under the USSR. When the Iron Curtain fell, change followed. Eric Mock from Slavic Gospel Association says,
Ukraine, for the most part, was the Bible Belt of all the former Soviet Union countries. So they were not only growing in their country, but they were sending missionaries all over the world. And so the church was thriving.
When war struck in 2014, churches reshaped their ministry to meet the need. They did not flee, but
actually pushed towards the battle lines because people were needing hope.
SGA supported them with resources and training. Mock recalls asking one pastor in Chernihiv why he stayed. The pastor replied,
"My people were here, therefore I will not go."
This courage reflects biblical love for one's neighbor, as well as the resolve that has marked Ukraine's fight for independence.
That we can look forward with hope, being united in the hardest of times by the hope that we have in Jesus, knowing the best is yet to come.
To learn how you can pray, visit missionnews.org. And countries, just like people, have reputations. But whether they're known for good or bad, there's always hope because God is always doing something behind the scenes. Take South Africa. In early 2025, it had the highest crime index score in all of Africa. Amid economic and poverty issues, the church is also battling the prosperity gospel. Una Tisatole with Transworld Radio Global says of her home country,
"People then come into contact with suffering. Suddenly, life isn't as I thought it would be. I don't have health. I don't have wealth. I don't have prosperity. I don't have all these things that I was told I was going to have because I've given my life to Jesus." And they fall away.
Yet there are churches actively preaching the pure gospel, she says. One resource God is using to spread the truth of the gospel is Mission 66, the conversational Bible study radio program that Sitole co-hosts.
We want people to really see that the Word of God is our source. It's our daily bread. We need the word, and it really transforms us through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Please pray for believers and seekers in South Africa.
That the truth of the word of God would prevail and that people don't get led astray because of their physical needs or their physical desires, I'd say.
There's a lot more to unpack in the full report online. Find your place in the story. Finally, a quick history lesson to understand current events. The Milan Congress of 1880 caused massive damage to the global deaf community. Instead of using the sign language that was most natural to them, deaf children were forced to learn using oral methods. Door International's Rob Myers explains.
The idea of oral education is the idea of using lip reading and speech therapy rather than sign language.
Think of school and the act of gaining knowledge like a domino effect.
In order to know anything, you need access to information. And in order to get access to information, you need access to language. That domino of language for deaf people comes from a deaf school. Education in sign language is the key domino.
The Milan Congress removed the sign language domino, and none of the other dominoes could fall. Deaf students couldn't learn because they couldn't get access to information. Thankfully, teachers met this summer in Rome to reverse the 1880 decision.
Very, very different meeting. Many, many deaf people present. And their emphasis was, we need to stop oral-only education and recognize that sign language is the language of deaf people.
We'll explain the connection to gospel work in tomorrow's report. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.